Why is it we want to be the favorite in the family? You know, we want to be able to get things that nobody else can get. Well, that's why God doesn't show any favoritism. That's why he has no favors. But he loves each one of us with all his heart. And so we think, well, if he loves me that much, he'll let me get by with this. No, that's why you can't get by with nothing, because he does love you. You know, and when you don't do what he says, he will pick up the switch. And he will give you a switch on your backside. Now, he'll do it a lot of different ways. But he uses the enemy to do it, as a rule. The enemy can definitely get your attention. But with that love that we have, that God has for us, he still will not do anything for you until you get sins repented of. And that was the problem with Sharon. She'd been prayed for hundreds of times, but never repented of sins. Oh, I know we don't sin. Oh, my goodness gracious, let me count the many ways we sin. You know, so, but anyway, God's merciful, and Sharon repented of her sin. And then I asked her a question. I said, what verse did you use to stand on for your healing? A verse? We never used one. And I said, and you see what you got? Nothing. See, I mean, see, God, he says, I watch over my word to perform my word. I'm ready to perform my word in Jeremiah 1:12. If he's ready to perform his word, then don't you think you ought to use his word when you come to him for healing or whatever? Remind the king of the promises he made you, son, when you stand in for your daughter. You can't just say, oh, God, now I'm standing in for my daughter. He said, good. You said you and your wife got all your sins repented of? Well, we think so. No, that ain't good enough. You got to know so. You got to go back in and check out your life. What did we done wrong? Get everything repented and stop sinning. And stop sinning. You know? And then you say, well, now what verse are we going to use to stand on? Well, I don't have time to dig this out. I want to go home this afternoon and watch the football, boys. You know? God said, oh, okay, go ahead and be sick if you want to. You know? Isn't that amazing that God would do you like that? If you're not willing to put him first, he will let you stay sick. Do you know anybody in the church that's sick? I know multitudes of people. I was sick. Sharon was sick for 30 years. Was she in the church? Yeah. She ain't sick no more, praise God. Praise the King. But she changed a lot of things in the last 3 years. See, this is one thing I will say about Sharon. Once she got healed, I mean, when she came here and she repented of her sins and we prayed for her and she started getting her healing, I mean, this woman was in church every time the door was open. I mean, she was here before it started, after it ended. I mean, every Bible study. And then when she left here, she went home. She's worshiping and praising the Lord all the way home. When she gets home, she gets down, gets her Bible, starts reading again. I mean, turns the television off, turns the radio off, starts immersing herself in this mighty Word of the living God. You want to know how come she's totally healed today? The brain tumors have gone and all this stuff? Because this woman spent time with Jesus, didn't she? Amen. So you have to learn these principles, because all I am is a messenger boy. You know, I didn't heal Sharon. I didn't heal nobody else. I just tell you what you got to do. And if you do it and you stand on his word, he'll do it. He'll do it. I mean, there's nothing hard for God if you'll do it his way. But you got to know what his will is. How are you going to get this information? First of all, you must be taught what the Word says before you can have the great faith to receive healing from God. Very difficult to get healed and stay healed if you don't spend any time with the King. You know, I mean, most people in most churches have so little knowledge of the Word. They think, I mean, the church I was raised up in, we didn't even pray for the sick. When I say we didn't pray for the sick, we had a Wednesday night prayer list that we might have, well, Jane and Bob and Susie have cancer. You know, and then right on down the line, they have allergies or they have this. And so maybe we got have 10, 20, 30, 40 people on the prayer list, but somebody or maybe two or three of us will pray a little one-minute prayer for those people. And then we go home. Did we ever see any results? No. No results. We ever think about going over and asking somebody to repent of sins and get them to repent and then stand on the Word? No, I found that it didn't work. So I thought, okay, Lord, you yourself, anointed with the Holy Ghost and power without measure, you had been doing miracles and healings all over Israel, and you go over to your own hometown in Nazareth and start teaching and start talking to these people, and they say, where did this guy get this great learning? I mean, who does this kid think he is? God? Who does he think he is? And they took offense at him, and there, because they took offense at him, there he, Jesus, could do no mighty works in his own hometown because of their unbelief. What is it that keeps people from getting healed? Their unbelief. So when people take offense at the Word of God, forget it. You're not going to get healed until you do it Jesus' way. Now, when you do it Jesus' way and stand on His Word and come to Him with love and respect, spending time with Him every day in the Word of God, you can get healed of anything. I mean, anything. I mean, there's nothing hard for God. You know, all you got to do is learn how to stand on His Word. But you got to get rid of your sin. You have to get rid of your sin. You know, now, if your sin is watching some gory movie on television or some soap opera or something like that. In fact, I went over to two pastors asked me to come over here in Arlington one night. A lady, I'll just use the name Mary, and said, Thurman, Mary has got cancer. Would you go down and visit her with us? And I said, sure. So I went down there. We walked in, and she has a soap opera turned on television. And they're all kind. I mean, you know, it's a typical soap opera, you know, that somebody sleeping with somebody else, somebody having somebody else's baby, somebody screaming at somebody else, little cuss words going on here, profanity here. And after a few minutes, I said, ma'am, do you spend a whole lot of time watching that, or does that just happen to be what on? Oh, so that's one of my favorite shows. I said, you feed that into your being every day? Oh, yeah, I like it. I said, well, would you turn it off while we're at least talking about getting you healed? You have cancer. Well, okay, so she turned it down but left the picture on. So we're talking along a little bit, and all of a sudden she uses a foul word. I almost jumped. I thought, what? And I didn't say anything. We go 5 more months. She uses another foul word. I said, ma'am, I'm a pastor. Come over here and teach you God's Word. And I said, 2 times already, you've used foul words of profanity. She said, I did not. And her pastor said, Mary, you did. I heard both of them myself. I said, ma'am, you are so spiritually dead. That's why your cancer is upon you. I said, you don't spend time with God. I go to church every Sunday. I said, you may go to church for an hour on Sunday, but the rest of the week you're feeding yourself that trash. And I said, you're going to turn that off, totally turn it off, and repent for watching this junk, and you're going to have to get in God's Word. And if you don't get in His Word and really meditate on His Word, I said, you know, you're not going to get well. You won't get well. So I spent a couple of hours or 3 or whatever there, and then we left. When I got in the car, and of course I get in the back, and the two pastors get in the front, it was their car, and shut the door and turned around and looked at me, and he says, what do you think, Thurman? I said, she'd be dead in 3 weeks. At least. Maybe 3 weeks. He said, you don't think there's a chance? I said, no. There ain't a chance. This woman ain't going to make it. I said, she has sinned the sin unto death. So anyway, 2 weeks later he called me. He said, you were right. She died today. Didn't last 3 weeks, only lasted 2. You know, we hear this little cliche all through the Bible. Sin brings forth death. Oh, you even said that before I did. You've read that too, haven't you, young lady? We read it, but we don't believe it, do we? I used to read that sin bring forth death, and I think, you know, that must be, you know, something else way out yonder. You know, I didn't see that. I didn't see that sin every day that we sin, every time we sin, is opening a door to the demonic world to come and hack away at your flesh. Do you ever see anybody that's 40 years old that looks like they're 80? Skin all wrinkled and old and dried out. And then you find out they've been an alcoholic, drinking, on drugs, smoking, all that kind of stuff. And then you see another little lady that comes up and you say, "Wow, you look good. How old are you?" She said, "Well, I don't want nobody to know how old I am." "You sure do look nice. How old are you?" "Well, you promise not to tell nobody?" "I'm 75. Whoa, 75. She looks like she's 40 years old. You know, now, that lady hadn't taken her body and afflicted it with all the things of the world, had she? She had spent time with the King, and he had renewed her youth like the eagles. Isn't that wonderful? But he promises that. You know, are we, especially you ladies, we're looking for the fountain of youth. If you don't believe that in America, you look over to all these stores where they got all this stuff, and girls are buying this stuff by the millions of dollars every day to put on their face to make them look beautiful and young. But the answer is in the book. Your fountain of youth is in the book. Don't sin. Walk holy. Hide yourself in the Word of God and stand on the promises of God and speak to your skin. And you can get to be 70, 80, 90 years old and still be a good-looking, wonderful, young man or woman, you know, that can serve God. That's not. In fact, I had two men, a man and a woman, both out at the ministry center the other day. They were, when they walked in, I thought, wow, I wonder how old this couple is. I mean, their skin was wrinkled and they looked awful. Found out they'd been, that everything that sinned, they had done it. You know, they'd both been married two or three times. They'd both been on drugs. They'd been on alcohol. They'd smoked marijuana. They'd done everything. And now they come to me wanting to get healed. And so I spent hours with them. And I finally asked them before they left. I said, "I've got to know how old you two are. How old are you?" He was 40 and she was 41, I believe it was. They were both barely 40. And if you'd have asked me, he said, "How old do you think they are?" I just said, "Well, if they're not at least 70 or 75.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.